Welcome back into the Hawks Talk Podcast. This week, we've got the All-Star Special. Three of your Nighthawks All-Stars are with us here in our Jam Studios. We got Cole Fellows, Nick Quagliato, and your All-Star starter in DJ Pacheco. Guys, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Congratulations, guys. How's the season been going for you so far? I mean, obviously pretty well if you're going to Bristol here, but how do you feel it's been going?
I feel like it's going...
We gotta cut that out.
Yeah.
Wait, team-wise, right? We're saying team-wise or like just...
Yeah, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Okay, both. Yeah, yeah. Say it again.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
Gotta give time for it to cut out.
Yeah.
So, guys, how do you think the season's been going for yourself, both for yourself and for the team?
Really good. We've had some rough patches throughout the season, but I mean, we're right on the verge of making the playoffs, so things are looking good for us.
Yeah, we're right on the edge of playoff contention. I mean, all it takes is one good week of baseball, and we're right there. So we just got to keep chugging along.
That's it. Just got to keep going.
So especially, you know, bouncing back from that 10-game losing streak, around that the team is 13-6. So it really shows how close this team is to being one of the best in the league. It's just trying to get there. And you guys have been a big part of that, especially in this turnaround in the month of July.
So what does it mean for you guys to be selected as All-Stars?
Just getting to have that experience of playing with all the different guys across the league that we played against who have played well against us. Getting to go back to Bristol where I have a couple of teammates playing, that should be a pretty cool experience. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, this is the second time I've played in this league, and last summer didn't go that well for me. So just a lot can change in a year. So I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty fired up, you know, to play with my guys and, you know, to play with, you know, other guys that we played against, and it's going to be a fun time.
Sort of similar, but besides the game itself, what are you guys looking most forward to playing in the game?
Getting to watch DJ hit home runs.
Yeah, I want to see DJ hit absolute nukes.
I'm excited for the home run derby.
He doesn't do that in BP very often, so he's going to start turn and burn. Yeah, it's going to be fire.
And yeah, I got to practice a little bit this weekend.
Time for UVAC.
Yeah, hit the UVAC.
Yeah, gotta hit the UVAC. Gotta get the strength up. Gotta get the guns showing. Maybe wear a cutoff for DJ.
It's a big change for the Nighthawks because last year our representative Ryan Cesarini did not have a home run in the regular season, and now we have DJ Pacheco representing us. He's got six bombs this year, so that leads the team, and it's been a surge of power. And you mentioned last year playing with North Shore is an up and down season, but you really got the power going, especially this year. What changed for you at the plate?
I just made some adjustments in my swing and kind of learned to deal with failure better this year, for sure. And honestly, just having fun. And I mean, it helps a lot playing with this team because no matter if we're winning or losing, like, everyone's just having a good time. So it's fun to show up to the park every day, no matter what's going on.
Have you noticed a difference now that we have Devin Drake, our mental performance coach, like before every game, just to help with visualization or whatever?
I personally love the visualization that she does with us pretty much before most games. Just taking that moment to really slow down and breathe and focus on like what it is that we want to achieve that day really helps to clear the mind and get the body, not only the mind, but the body ready to play for each and every day.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but as soon as we started working with her, that's when our 10-game cooler ended. So,
yeah.
So it definitely helps us a lot.
Props to Devin.
Yeah.
Devin's wonderful.
Now for you, Cole, the month of July has been an absolute scorching stretch for you. I mean, OPS over 1,000 once you tore that calendar page off. And it's been a huge production change for you as well, a ton of extra base hits as well. Was that just something starting to click at the plate?
Yeah, just getting to turn the page. I think separating it into two parts, like the first quarter, the second quarter, and now we got the third quarter and then the fourth quarter. Just keep it going. And actually, one day after I was struggling, I just decided to take a round of BP and just try to do my best Shohei Ohtani impression. And I mean, that just helped clear my head, helped me get a reset, and then refocus on what I needed to do at the plate to start swinging the bat a little better. So definitely it's been a great month.
As far as your skills throughout the summer, what is one thing that you've been working on personally throughout the game?
I would say one thing that I'm, you know, working on that I can always improve on is just handling failure. You know, just playing every day like it's opening day.
Yeah, for me, just being more consistent at the plate, swinging at the right pitches. I've struggled in the past with kind of getting myself out, so just being able to have good at-bats and swing at the right pitches, it just helps you be a better hitter overall. So.
Yeah, I think one of my biggest things was learning some more arm strength, figuring out how to use my body better to throw the ball a little harder from the outfield. And my roommate Bryce has been making me throw some long toss with him before a lot of the games, and that's definitely helped get that arm strength up and has helped me improve my arm strength for sure.
And with the All-Star game at Muzzy Field, it comes with a lot of scouts, a lot of eyes on you. Looking back to last year, we had a catcher, Kevin Brugman, from Hofstra University. He ended up winning All-Star Game MVP. A few days later, signed an amateur contract with the Los Angeles Angels. So how do you deal with that pressure and just try to get the same results you've been getting all year long?
No pressure.
No pressure. As DJ says, you know, just playing the game. That's yeah. It. Just play the game.
Just playing the game, just showing up and continuing to play the game that we played all summer, played our whole lives. I mean.
Yeah, just have fun with it.
Just keep it simple.
Didn't even know that was going to be a thing. We're just going to show up and play.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, going off of that, there is five of you from the Nighthawks going. Does it help having the support of your teammates there?
Yeah, I guess see Sarge's beautiful face. Yeah. That's awesome. Are you kidding me? Another day with Sarge.
That's right.
It's a great day.
Doesn't get any better than that, right?
No, never. Never once.
Moto.
Moto, moto. Oh, man.
But, yeah, I mean, going down there to a ballpark where we just played at, I mean, last year, DJ, the All-Star game was at Fraser Field where you played the entire summer. But playing in a park with those kind of deeper dimensions, 405 feet out the center field, and really all the different ballparks here, I mean, Vermont's 420 to dead center. How do you kind of adjust to that compared to going to Vermont one night, then maybe going to Keene the next night where a fly ball can be a home run?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you go to Keene and you see that short fence, it definitely gets tempting to try to launch a ball, but you got to just stick to the same approach every day, no matter where you're playing.
No fence is a problem for DJ. But yeah, for real though, you just have to try and catch a barrel. You can't really do much more than that. You can't guide it, like Sarge said yesterday to me. You can't guide your barrels. You just got to find them where you can get them. That's really all it is.
Yeah, before every game, me and Cole just remind each other, just try to get two barrels today. Not try to do too much.
Yeah,
and that's definitely helped me just focus on keeping it simple.
Certainly helped me a lot as well.
I know, DJ, a lot of MLB players for the Home Run Derby try to change their swing or do something differently. Do you think you're going to do that, or do you not want to mess up your swing for the rest of the season?
I don't know. I'm going to try to hit home runs because obviously that's what I have to do, but I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't mess up my swing too bad.
I don't think 1 2-minute round of BP is going to mess him up.
No, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Just try and go for it for a couple swings. Yeah, I don't see that's going to mess him up.
You going to watch the Home Run Derby tonight? Who you got?
Pete Alonso.
I don't think it's going to be Alonso. I'm going to go with the underdog. I think maybe Bobby Witt because he's in it, right?
Yeah.
Derby's tonight?
Derby's tonight, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that either.
No love for Gunnar Henderson?
Yeah, me, him too, yeah.
I am wearing my Orioles hat, so no kind of bias over here.
Yeah. That's the same with me. Teoscar Hernandez, Dodgers. You know, I got it. I'm a Dodgers fan. It's got to be him.
I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, but let's go Pete Alonso, I guess.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso realistically is going to win. He's such a competitor.
He is the guy that takes
the polar bear.
Yeah, the most serious every year.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't like to lose. If he's in it, he's going to try and win it. Everybody else is going to have fun with it. He's there to win it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's hitting deadlifts last year before the Derby.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That was
crazy.
That was wild.
Yeah.
God wants it, though.
Yeah.
Gotta want it.
Just gotta go get it.
Looking to the guys who couldn't join us today, Blake Hooks and also Trey Christman as well. Potential for a sixth Nighthawk to join us as well with the fan vote that opens today. It runs through the next few days. check out vote24.necbl.com to get Poppy in the All-Star game. Andrelis Pyomps is up for that fan vote. Last spot in the West Division. How deserving do you think he is to get into the All-Star game?
Oh, very deserving. Oh, I really hope he gets it.
Yeah, he needs to be there. That kid's got so much energy. It's unbelievable.
It really is unreal.
He wants to win more than anybody. He wants to see people do well more than anybody. He's been throwing the ball really well.
Really, so, really well.
He needs to be there.
Yeah. Great dude.
Especially, you know, going to a smaller school in Iona and then just seeing the kind of summer he had. In his debut, 4 hitless innings, immediately making an impact for this team. And down the stretch, that's really something that can be important. We talked about it just being on the edge of playoff contention coming into today. And you look at the week that we have ahead, 3 divisional games right there. Those are 3 that can really turn your fortunes around. And it also starts after the off day against Danbury on Tuesday, 2 games that can really jump you over a bunch of teams in front of you right now.
Yeah, Poppy's going to be thrown in one of those games. Halden's going to be thrown in one of those games. We have lots of people we can trust on our pitching staff to keep us in the game. And no matter what our lineup looks like in each one of those games, you know it has the potential to put up enough runs when it's a ball game. So just got to take it one day at a time, one game at a time. That's really all you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And looking at the calendar, the big one, game 6 of the Governor's Cup coming up this weekend. And it's at home. Chance to win the cup for the first time since 2021. And it's in front of the fans at the Max. How excited are you for that game?
Oh, we're fired up.
Yeah, look on Sarge's face right there says all you need to know.
We're going to get it. We want it. So we're just going to have to go get it.
Of all the games we want to win, those are the ones that we're taking the most seriously. Yep. Those are good games to win. They're fun to win.
Really, really fun.
Pack the nest.
Pack the nest. Let's go.
Pack it.
So, of course, these are 3 of your all-stars for the Upper Valley Nighthawks representing the West here in the NECBL down at Muzzy Field this Sunday. Be sure to check it out, whether on ESPN+, or if you're heading down there to Bristol, Connecticut, and cheer them on yourselves. It is DJ Pacheco, your starting left fielder for the All-Star game, and he'll be joined by Nick Quagliato and Cole Fellows, also Blake Hooks and Trey Christman. And be sure to check out vote24.necbl.com. If you got an email, you can vote for Andrelis Pyomps. Poppy, try to get him into the All-Star game as well after getting Luis Misla to the All-Star game last year. A D3 arm, chance to get a D1 arm in there this season. But meanwhile, for Ali Wenskowski and Megan Robinson, my name is Ian Binky. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning into Hawks Talk. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care and have a good one.